Hi, I'm Jessica Porter, and welcome back to Sleep Magic, a podcast where I help you find the magic of your own mind, helping you to sleep better and live better. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me over here at Sleep Magic. If you came over from Sleepwave, I really appreciate it. Please, if you like the show, if it helps you sleep, please consider rating it or giving a review on your podcast app. We got lots of great reviews on the Sleepwave app, and I read every single one of them. But now that we're at Sleep Magic, I need to build up my reviews. So I can't write them all. Can you imagine? Jessica Porter is really great. I love the show. And then, you know, all from the same phone. That's not good. Okay. Thanks for joining me. So tonight, increasing your capacity for happiness. Before we get started, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
My therapist and I are often talking about something that she calls my upper limits issue. Like when I have difficulty handling my life getting better and better. And it's like this ceiling that's hard to push up. And there are theories that we have sort of a set point emotionally that probably gets determined in our early environments. Like we're carrying around the vibe of our childhoods inside of us. And we can feel uncomfortable when we stray too far from that point, which doesn't mean we can't change our set point. I've seen my set point change quite a bit in my life, but it didn't happen overnight. And although there are some people who have some very dramatic, quick shifts, I think that most change in life takes place through micro movements. And that's okay. I mean, you can lay boring brick after boring brick, and then one day stand back and see that you've built a castle. Sometimes it works like that. So just as our bodies heal slowly, even imperceptibly, our brains change slowly too. And tonight we're going to play with your set point and just practice allowing a teeny bit more joy than you've been having lately. It'll be fun. So get yourself into a safe and comfortable position, and let's begin. So allow your eyes to close easily and gently. So nice to pull away from the world after a long day. Take care of yourself. Explore this inner world of yours. This inner terrain. So bring your awareness into your eyelids now. And imagine that the little muscles of your eyelids are feeling loose and limp and relaxed. And probably the most magical quality of your mind is your imagination. It sounds like childish and corny, but it's the truth. Your imagination is the big superpower of your mind. So imagine now that your eyelids are feeling loose and limp and relaxed. And lo and behold, they're starting to feel loose and limp and relaxed. And now as your eyelids get heavier and heavier, I'd like you to accept the suggestion that your eyelids are so relaxed they will not open. Again, imagine they won't open. If you listen to your logical mind, the analytical mind, it'll say, yes, they can open. My eyelids can open. Of course they can. But if you listen to your imagination and imagine that they're so heavy, they won't open, then we enter your imagination. When I ask you to test your eyelids now to make sure they won't open, test from your imagination. Be like a little kid with me. Wiggle your eyebrows saying, look, look, my eyelids won't open. And now that we're in your imagination, everything is possible. So this lovely, heavy sleepiness around your eyes, let's imagine that it melts back into your brain like maple syrup on a pancake. This lovely, sweet relaxation taking over every single cell of your brain. As your head sinks further into the pillow, as the muscles of your scalp release and let go. And I invite the muscles of your face to let go as well. There's no one to perform for, no one to please, except yourself. As you take yourself deeper and deeper into relaxation. Good. Now allow that warm maple syrup feeling to move down into your shoulders. Ah, as your shoulders let go of the day. And as the muscles of your shoulders are softening and melting and surrendering, all of the responsibilities you carry on those shoulders, the real and the imagined responsibilities, have fallen to the floor. And you can pick any or all of them up in the morning. But for right now, your only responsibility is to yourself. For right now, your only responsibility is to yourself. As that maple syrup melts down your arms, causing your arms to feel nice and heavy and sticky. Let that warm maple syrup help your arms stick to your bed. Let them be heavy. Let them melt. As the relaxation moves down into your hands, your hands feel warm and open. as the relaxation moves down to your fingers. Warm, sweet maple syrup fingers. Everything melting, melting, melting. Now, as we imagine that maple syrup feeling moving down, down your neck, it becomes a mist in your chest. A sweet, warm, relaxing mist, opening and softening your chest cavity, surrounding and supporting your heart. Imagine that sweet, sweet mist of relaxation surrounding and supporting your own heart. Just let your heart be held for a moment, as all emotional tension disappears. As that sweet mist of relaxation moves down deep into your belly, opening and softening and warming your lower body, the muscles of your lower back letting go, your hips and buttocks and lower belly relaxing completely, your pelvis feeling heavy on the bed. As that mist becomes warm maple syrup again, going down your legs, warming and relaxing your legs so that they feel heavy and sticky, relaxing on the bed. As that warm maple syrup feeling moves all the way down into your feet, it feels so good to let your feet relax. The soles of your feet feel warm and open. And now that they're no longer on the ground, they're breathing in energy and releasing their tension. As you take yourself deeper and deeper and deeper, I'd like you to imagine that you're standing in front of a door, and on the door it says control room. This is the control room of your subconscious mind. The control room of your life. As you enter the room, you see a large screen in front of you. And below the screen, is a huge control panel with dials and buttons and sliders. In the middle is the happiness slider that moves up and down according to the level of happiness you are experiencing. We are going to play with it tonight. Next to the slider are the numbers 1 through 10, 1 at the bottom and 10 at the top. 1 is a low amount of happiness and 10 is the highest. What number are you at in general? Find that number. There's no right or wrong, no perfect answer. Just listen to your gut and find the normal number that your slider is at on the average day. Good. Now move the slider to your number, your set point. Now as you go deeper and deeper, your body feeling loose and limp like a rag doll. Every nerve, every fiber, every cell of your being, going deeper and deeper. You reach out and move the slider up half a notch. Just one half number above your normal happiness level. Notice how this feels. Let yourself be one half notch higher than normal. Yourself feel good. It's okay to feel good. It's safe to feel good. Feeling good is generous. Feeling good is healthy. Feeling good is natural. You give yourself permission to feel good. Now look up at the screen in front of you, above the control panel. On the screen, you see an image of yourself in a scene from your life. This new happiness level. notice how you look in this scene. Notice how you're interacting with others. Notice how nice it appears that you are just a little bit happier in the world. Now, I'd like you to imagine that you are stepping up into this scene on the screen, into this scene from your life. Whether you're at work or at home, your happiness slider is pushed up a little higher than normal. Notice how it feels. Notice how you're behaving. Notice how the other people around you are responding to your happiness. You are practicing your life at this new level and noticing how it feels. Now you step down from the screen and back into the control room. Bring the slider back down to your normal happiness level as you take yourself deeper and deeper into relaxation. You're doing great. You're doing great. Reach out and push the slider up again. This time, you're taking it a full notch above your normal happiness level. Notice what happens in your body. What changes in you when you feel happier? How does it feel in your brain? How does it feel in your body? Let yourself feel these things. Let yourself feel this happiness. This increased happiness. Now look again at the screen. It's you doing something you really enjoy with your happiness level raised one whole notch. Watch yourself enjoying yourself. Notice how relaxed you look, being so happy. As you take yourself deeper and even deeper, watching the screen feels good. And now you step up into the screen and into your body. You're feeling happiness one whole notch above normal. You're doing this thing that you enjoy, and it feels good. Notice how your happiness is affecting the environment around you. As you take yourself deeper and deeper, the more you relax, the easier it is to be happy. And now you step down out of the screen and back to your control room. Bring the slider down to your normal level and relax, going deeper and deeper. Now, one last time, reach out and push your happiness slider up 1.5 notches. And allow yourself to feel this kind of happiness. You feel really good. You can handle this much happiness. On the screen, you see yourself looking really happy. Doing something fun. Having a great time. You look relaxed, comfortable in your own skin. and still you radiate happiness. It's normal for you to be happy. It's easy for you to be happy. And as you move up into the screen and into this scene, you feel joy as you experience this new level. What are you doing with this happiness? Where are you going? Who are you sharing it with? Enjoy this happiness completely. As you come back to the control room now, and take your hand off the slider, and it settles by itself at a point slightly higher than it did at the beginning. You have changed your set point. As you continue to use this recording, you will continue to change. Feeling better and better and better. There is no limit to the joy you can have in this human experience. You control the amount of joy you feel. Charge of your magical mind. There's a door to the left of the control panel that says bedroom. You go through the door and lie down on the bed. The lights go out. as you take yourself deeper and even deeper. As you drift and float, and dream.